This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today is Jen Grisanti. She is out of Los Angeles, and she's an international speaker with an acclaimed story career as a consultant at Jen Grisanti Consultancy, Inc. She's a writing instructor for Writers on the Verge at NBC, a former studio executive, a blogger for the Huffington Post, and then author of Storyline, Finding Gold in Your Life Story, TV Writing Toolkit, How to Write a Script That Sells, and then Change Your Story, Change Your Life. So what are you most passionate about?
I'm passionate about life. I'm very fortunate that I love getting up every day, and I love what I do for a living. I love knowing that story, be it my personal story in my own life, as well as story that I work with in fiction and in nonfiction with my clients, that I found my calling. I found my purpose. I found what I know that I'm meant to do, and that fulfills me.
Great. So before I let you go, I'd love to hear a little bit more about your other book, The Storyline, Finding Gold in Your Life Story. Tell me some highlights from that book.
So Storyline was my first book. So that was, it was my first published book. And then Change Your Story, Change Your Life was my second published book. TV Writing Toolkit was an ebook that I put on Amazon that was self-published. And Storyline, Finding Gold in Your Life Story. So that is really about, it's for screenwriters as well as entrepreneurs. I mean, I would say both books, even though Change Your Story, Change Your Life is more motivational in helping people create the type of life they want to be living by utilizing story tools, Storyline is how to add fiction to your truth. So in Storyline, you're learning how to draw from your well and build your well. So you're learning how to identify your trigger moments in your life, your dilemmas in your life, your choices made in your life, and really what is underneath all of that. Like what, because of what has happened to you in your life, how does that shape your message and give you something to say? So in Storyline, I directly break down TV shows and movies as a way to show the screenwriter how when they utilize their emotional truth and add fiction to it, they connect with their audience.
So any other final entrepreneurial advice you'd like to give to our listeners today?
You know, it's interesting because the younger generation is certainly coming out, and I've seen many people do it and do it successfully. They're coming out with starting as an entrepreneur from the beginning.
Right.
And we're in a new generation where that is happening, and I applaud that. Like I recognize that for me, my path was 17 years in the corporate world so that I could build my foundation and have credibility in what I am teaching. Whereas I think the younger generation are going, I don't want to go through 17 years of shepherding somebody else's vision. I want to start my vision from the start. So I encourage that. I embrace that. And I think the sooner you can find your voice and you can operate from a place of emotional truth and you can believe in the destiny that you are creating, the better.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.